RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Batting six, second baseman number two, Nico Hoerner.
Hello, I got places to be.
Nico Hoerner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
Check it here. He's jacked, too. Yeah. I'm jealous.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
He's got it to add to the running yard total here. First down, sideline. McCaffrey's longest run of the year. All the way down to the 23-yard line.
Watch this move inside the hole to get back outside. A little juke there, and he's on his way. McCaffrey, goodness gracious, if he gets running the football, no telling what this offense could be.
Nico Hoerner on 670 to score.
How fun is that?
Damn Stanford people. Stanford guys, Christian McCaffrey.
They're all so athletic.
They're handsome.
And smart.
Yeah. They're likable. Yeah. That makes me not like him. You know what I mean?
We're talking about McCaffrey here, right? Not Nico.
Go ahead, Lawrence. Bring Nico.
Wow, that is rough. Nico Hoerner plays second base for your Chicago Cubs. He also was at the Bears 49ers game, and now apparently looks like he is getting ready to face a firing squad on Twitch and on YouTube with the background that he chose today. He joins us now the Circa Resort Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Look at this postseason flow that he's got going on. What's up, Nico? Nico,
the offseason hair is in full effect. It's bulbous.
Yeah, you got me mid workout. You actually got a nice look at. I know we like to see where I'm at all times. Right now I am, this is where I am, and then this is where I do my sprints, my med ball stuff during the season. It's kind of not the sexiest, but it's under the highway and it has a great wall, so yeah.
All right, good, and that makes sense. And we are lucky to have you as a correspondent. What made you decide that you wanted to go to the game?
I mean, two great teams. I'm a nice bandwagon Bears fan, so I'm enjoying a really fun season, and I do enjoy watching Christian McCaffrey, but I was definitely rooting for the Bears last night.
See, you answered the key question. We've been thinking about it. Bay Area native, but Chicagoan now for what, 7 years?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up a Raiders fan, so you're not supposed to like the 49ers.
There you go.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was so fun. Chaos everywhere, as you guys know, and I'm sure I've covered all day long. But that was a treat.
What you know what I love about being at football games, Nico, as opposed to being at baseball games, it's like when you feel the momentum switch, you feel the energy. It undeniably has an effect on the players in the game in a football game. Like in baseball, we think it does, and maybe every once in a while it does, but in football, that stuff is undeniable, isn't it? You can feel the game swing from the stands, couldn't you, last night?
Yeah, absolutely. And even though the Bears were playing so well all game, keeping up, it really felt like the Niners game to have Ellis just in there. And maybe that's just a part of being in someone's home stadium. But then in the fourth quarter, when they got them to punt on the 4th-and-7, I was like, oh, this is real. but no, it was so much fun. Good banter all day long. Bears fans should know they had a proud showing in Santa Clara last night. A lot of good talk.
Tell us more about that. Were you representing Bears colors? What was the banter that was going on as well?
No, I was in all black. I actually came straight from the airport. But I feel like the most banter happens in the men's bathroom line and then in the bathroom. That's usually what brings out the best or the worst in people. It's kind of the tipping point, you know, a lot of forced interaction and close quarters. And it was all in good spirits, though.
So Nico,
I was more of a fly on the wall. Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you about that because as a baseball player, there is the opportunity to blend in. Like, Nico's not small. Like, he's 6 feet and he's handsome, but he also kind of looks like a guy that you might see walking around in Santa Clara. Whereas, like, if I don't know, like, pick a basketball player. If Vooch went to a Bears game, you know it was Vooch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or if Montez Sweat walked into the Cubs game, you go, who's that giant man who looks like Montez Sweat, right? So with you being someone that plays professionally, what's it like for you to sit in the anonymity of you don't have your uniform or your cap on and you're just chilling?
It's great. I love being around just like the total emotional, irrational responses of fans and like that are around the swing of the game and just throwing nonsense out there to try and help the team. And it's really fun and it feels good. And it's fun to walk out of the stadium in the crowd and people talking about the game and being a part of that buzz. And I would love to sit and watch a couple of Cubs games every year, you know, it'd be great. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Because it's, this is when you're supposed to throw out random stuff, you know, and just like, like your worst thoughts, whatever your worst thoughts are, just let them fly.
Yep. You've worked all week and it's a safe space. Just go.
Did you have any interaction with Christian McCaffrey at all at Stanford?
No, I don't know him personally. There was some friends of mine who were close with him, but always admired him from afar and was so lucky to watch him play college football for a couple of years, and they were good. They won a Rose Bowl when we were there, and he's a stud and a really well likable guy.
So did you think the Bears were going to win that game when they got the ball with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left? Were you thinking Bears win?
Yeah, I would have bet they would win. Not that like necessarily makes sense, but what it just felt like was they were going to make it happen, especially with just like the big plays that they'd been able to pull off all game. And man, the hook and ladder was just so fun and bold, and you can analyze it a million directions, but it was the kind of thing that, like, couldn't believe it was happening in full speed. I thought it was going in for sure.
Well, what did you think about it? You loved the boldness of doing it? Yeah, because Caleb said after the game that his coach plays to win, and that's the way I played too. Like, they totally went for it, and it cost them some seconds, but I kind of loved it too.
Oh, 100%. They had their running back with the ball full speed, 4 yards from the end zone. Like, it's a pretty good look. And, you know, maybe he could have spiked the play after when they weren't lined up, or they could have ran out of bounds, or a million things within it. But I feel like they gave themselves a great chance to win. And they're on the road. You go for the win. It's awesome.
When we talk to you during baseball season, by the way, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Nico Horner,
our new Bears correspondent. Congratulations,
right,
Nico. You've done a great job so far.
He was at Bears 49ers last night. But during the season, you talk about throwing angles of your own or Dansby's or PCA's like all the time. I wonder, as a baseball player, what you think of the type of angles that you see Caleb Williams employ to make throws.
It's unbelievable. The flat-footed and cross-body stuff that he does is crazy. It really looks like a shortstop. And obviously, I see things through that lens, just kind of what I do and get to be around a lot. But, it's unbelievable. The flat-footed throw, like 40 yards, 50 yards, early in the game was incredible. It just looks so easy, and he's amazing to watch.
Is there anything more difficult in sports than to be the quarterback of an NFL team?
Yeah, and it's the once a week nature is so hard. I mean, because whatever happens is analyzed nonstop for 6 days. You don't get to go do it again the next day or day after like us in the NBA. And you so much carry the weight of an entire group of people. And I feel like it's an interesting point in the NFL as far as analyzing quarterbacks, right? It's so much got fluctuation right now, game to game and year to year. And it's so cool to see how much he's improved in a year.
Have you talked with PCA at all? Because he's been on the Bears sidelines the last couple of weeks, even in that on that game where it was crazy snow and super cold.
Yeah, Pete's got a couple wins and I get a loss, so I guess stay out of the way. But I'm carry the good vibes. I could maybe should have been on the gram a little more and made my presence known. I don't know, but yeah, Pete's great. I've been talking to him. He's been getting to be in Chicago in the off season, which is so happy for him. It's a great thing to get to do, be totally away from the in season headspace and appreciate everything the city has to offer. So yeah, I'm going to see him in Arizona next week.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You'll find this interesting and probably fun and funny because I know we did. So I host the Patrick Manley Awards. That's the best long snapper in college football. Our buddy Patrick Manley has been doing the award for, what, 7 years now. And they did a tour of Wrigley with the three finalists of the awards. The guy who ended up winning is the long snapper for the University of Georgia. His name is Bo Gardner. They're walking through. And they're walking through Wrigley, and they got a great tour. And they go, there's a guy there, and he's just there, like, hitting off a tee. And Bo is like, hey, are you a player? And he's like, yes, I'm Pete. Pete was here on, like, the coldest week that we've had, like, inside, getting his work in. So you're right. Like, the idea of spending an offseason in Chicago, I love it that now, where 12 years ago, 15 years ago, that would have never been an afterthought for a Cubs player. The fact that you guys can do that now and Pete's embraced it is really cool.
It is, it is. And I think, like, for Cubs fans, it makes you appreciate those summer days and taking the field at Wrigley with it all filled. And when you're there in the winter and it's cold and you know, baseball is the furthest thing on your mind. I think it's kind of cool to go through the full seasons of Chicago like everyone does.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's amazing. Nico Horner's with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. The Cubs convention is upcoming. The Bears will have a home playoff game the weekend of January 9th. The weekend of January 16th will be the Cubs convention. If they win their first home playoff game, they will likely have a second home playoff game the weekend of Cubs convention. What would this town be like if those two things converged? That would be fun.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to be there for that. I know they got the 10-year reunion and stuff, but I don't think people's minds going to be too much on Cubs convention that weekend. And that's how it should be. It's football season. It's awesome.
Oh, God.
That would be so fun to go. Oh, my God.
I'm imagining the 10-year reunion of the 2016 Cubs. And then all you guys of the 2026 Cubs.
And then the Cubs having the Bears having an opportunity to go to the NFC title game.
Right. And like how many Cubs players can you fit in a suite over?
I think we would find out. I think we would find
couple suites and nice party. That'd be amazing.
Oh my God. So you will be at the Cubs convention, right?
Yes. Yep.
That's good.
It is expected of us.
All right.
For sure.
Well, good. Just so you know, Nico, we've declared If for some reason they were to trade you, we're taking pitchforks and torches to the Cubs offices and just kind of we're going to storm the castle. Lawrence owns a pitchfork.
I do.
This is what I didn't know.
That's incredible. You have to as a Chicago sports fan, right? It's just a part of it.
I mean, I have one for my yard, but yes.
You're right. No, pitchforks and torches is a common part of our sports fandom.
Thank you for having my back. That means a lot.
Yeah, dude, we got you. In fact, when they traded the other guy named Nico, the pitcher named Nico Zeglin, we got scared. Tanny got us good. He texted us and said they traded Nico and then sent us that. But like in the interim, we got very, very scared.
Speaking of which, yeah. Nico Rinaldi's has been, we do victory chicken when the
I
Bears.
I know all about it now, yeah.
Yeah, and so Rinaldi's has hooked us up with the really good chicken strips that they have, and they're putting together flyers for stuff and coming up with images of a victory chicken holding a football. They've really gone all out.
Love that. Yeah, they I know they're well known for their pizzas and everything, but man, those chicken tenders are something serious. That's a party hit for sure. So shouts out Rinaldi's. They go all out. It's great.
Nico, your pizza has been selling very well. And the donation from these past 3 months was just made $1,236. Nice. Has gone every 3 months. They do the donation, and the BIG Baseball Academy, because it's bigger than baseball, receives that money directly because of your work with Rinaldi's and that delicious pizza. So congrats on that.
Yeah, it's cool. They do a great job at BIG. It's obviously hard for kids in cities to find good baseball facilities. So to have a space and a home to host camps and practices and everything else in the winter, and then be able to supply resources and everything to play summer ball. It's a huge deal from ages from like six and up, kids getting a chance to play ball. It's great. Good people over there.
All right. So one real question. Do you read the trade rumor stuff that we see that freaks us out?
I see most stuff. I mean, things are inevitably sent to me, especially when it's like connected to the Giants. Like people here obviously get excited about things like that. And it's hard to explain to people that things can both be like, yes, that's not false reporting, but that also doesn't really mean anything. It's like, it's hard to navigate that space, I think. But yeah, I see stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want that to happen, Nico.
No matter the hall, that's really nice.
No, it wouldn't
there's
matter.
There's some good players out there. There's some good players out there.
No, there's no prospect hall that's going to make us feel good about that.
Nope.
It would not be good.
Don't like it. Don't want it. Don't need it.
Don't want it. All right, back to the game last night. Bears need a new stadium. Should they model their stadium after that Niners stadium, that thing in Santa Clara?
I haven't been to many NFL stadiums. I did see the Viking Stadium, and that was unbelievable. Thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I feel like they probably could have been a little more creative with that Santa Clara Stadium. My main beef is just that it's not in San Francisco or anywhere close to it. So that's the big thing, and I feel like that matters.
People have no idea how far Santa Clara is from San Francisco, and and on a game day, how much longer it is to get there. It's difficult.
It took me an hour and a half to get home, for sure.
Wow. So you're saying if the Bears make the Super Bowl in Santa Clara and we need a place to stay.
That's not what he's saying.
Yeah, your house would not be a good choice.
No, it's a great choice. Julia's got a pullout in her office. We got so much room. I've been dominating the Traeger smoker this offseason.
Oh,
hell
yeah.
It'll be a little party. Yep.
Oh.
Doing prime rib for New Year's Eve. So that's the next thing.
All right,
we're coming.
Yeah, was that it? If the Bears get to the Super Bowl, can we hang? Can we hang?
I'm just telling you, it's not that close. That's the thing. It's the issue.
You got a helicopter
that's the only issue in this picture.
that's it.
The only thing that's keeping it from happening.
Not the fiance cohabitation.
Yeah.
Like
a guy just, wanted to be alone with his fiance/wife. Right. Like, yeah, it's a
It's a whole thing.
His sports radio friends are coming over, babe.
Yeah. That actually sounds awful.
It sounds awful.
The more
that
you
horrendous.
Say it, the worse it sounds. Nico, we appreciate you, and thank you so much for joining us and being our Bears correspondent. We couldn't think of a better person to have break down the game with us.
It's a treat. It's a treat. Right in the middle of the offseason, get us excited for the Bears and baseball to come. Things are good.
Yeah, man. Like, seriously, that weekend of the Cub convention with the vibes of the convention and a Bears playoff game, let's go, right?
Yeah, that's all time.
Yeah, that would be an all-timer. Thanks, dude. You're the best. We appreciate you.
All right. Miss you guys. See ya.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.